The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is, when this team has been healthy, how good they played all year. And let's just be frank. DeAndre Hunter and Jalen Johnson are the reasons. Jalen Johnson, guys, again, is having one of these, who the hell is that guy kind of season around the league, because, again, when you watch him, you go, all right, 6'9", oh, handles the ball, oh, rebounds, oh, block shots, oh, takes it to the basket, oh, dunks on people. Like, he's doing everything. But, Mike, DeAndre Hunter last night, did I not say he needed 20 or more points in this game for us to win? I said, if he has 20 or more, we win. DeAndre Hunter's hitting shots we've been clamoring for him to hit the last 3 years.
And after the game, you know, watching some of the stuff on TV, I mean, did somebody just get him an energy drink? Because, remember, we used to joke around about DeAndre Hunter. You put a mirror under his nose, make sure he's alive on the – he's just so animated now. I mean, maybe having the kid, something in his life. I don't know. I don't care.
You're right.
He's working. He looks great. I mean, he's a difference maker in this game. And it was about halfway through the third, and it was kind of like Knicks looked like they could take it. And then Trey hadn't – again, he's still not really feeling it from the arc. And then he hits those 2 3-point shots. That was huge. And at the end of the game, is it just me? Where was the sense of urgency with Thibodeau and maybe trying to foul or trying to work it? They just basically threw in the towel, you know, with about the last 6 minutes of the game. It's kind of weird.
We went on a 24 to like 2 or 4 run. We were down 11, and then we were up 12 before you knew it in the third quarter. And
right.
Look, Trey was sparked last night. You know, they started booing him, and I think it, okay, we're going to go there.
Right.
Trey can do what he's doing, guys, every night. The difference is, again, he hasn't had the other dudes to step up and do, including Dyson Daniels, Mike. Right.
And Dyson Daniels was great. Again, this was kind of, I think, for a lot of folks, you know, wow, look at this. Yeah, maybe a little bit of a coming out party because it was at the Garden. Certainly you'll get exposure for the Hawks when they take on the Bucks in the semifinal out in Vegas. That's huge. I mean, you saw the atmosphere, whether it's, you know, you want to call it a fugazi, but they created a real buzz about this, and LeBron and the Lakers certainly didn't help. By the way, Steve Kerr is livid that, of course, if you didn't see what happened to Golden State last night, oh, world's smallest violin. But anyway, this is great for the Hawks, great for the brand, and certainly great for getting Trey back in the All-Star game.
It's exciting. And look, all I would tell you is give him a shot. Like, if you're like us, like many fans, and you go, well, let me, we've been frustrated because, to Mike's point, the organization, it has felt like, and it has been to some extent, hasn't spent the money, hasn't made the necessary trades, moved guys too late. All right, well, what are you going to do about Trey and DeJounte? Like, there's been more questions than answers. Right now, for the first time in a long time, there are none. We're just watching a team come together. They like each other. They're playing together. Your stars are shining, and your young guys are balling. And all of a sudden now, Mike, you're like, oh, okay, this ain't bad. Like, this is kind of cool.
I love watching this team. We talked about this the other day. I heard Andy mention it with Abe, and I heard Randy talk about it earlier in the week. When's the last time this team was fun to watch? You really have to go back to 21. I mean, you really have to go back to watch. This team is it's fun. There's a flow. They finish. They don't fade. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm using all the F words except the ones you can't say.
True.
But no, they're just, and they're. and fun to watch. You know, it's just, there's just all these things. And, you know, and DeAndre off the bench works. You know, they didn't really go deep in the bench last night. Okongwu was solid. Everybody did their job. I mean, you know, smaller sample size, but Reese Hoshea was solid, didn't embarrass himself. It's great.
It is, man. Hawks outscored the Knicks in the second half, 61-46.
I just thought the Knicks, I'm not saying quit, but I just didn't see any urgency down the stretch from the Knicks, man.
No, I totally agree. Here's Trey, by the way, talking about the elimination factor being part of the motivation last night.
Yeah, I mean, the elimination part makes it even more exciting and more intense for not only me, but everybody. So I think that's the part that makes it made it fun tonight. To be honest with you, I get up for every night. I mean, there's a lot of people in every arena that we go into and play. And obviously, this is one of the grandest arenas in all of sports. So it gives you a little bit more motivation. But at the same time, every night is a great time to take advantage of your opportunity.
Wow. Just think back just a few short years ago, how Trae Young was saying, you know, the regular season ain't like the playoffs.
Right.
Maturity is a wonderful thing. If, in fact, he is in that mindset, look out. Because, Mike, that's a killer mindset. That is, where are we at tonight? New York? Going to go kill these guys. Right, where are we at tonight? Philly? Right. I'm going to kill these guys.
The fact that, you know, again, if this is what it takes, having this cockamamie in-season tournament, hey, so be it. But I think you're right. The maturity thing, the way he's embraced Reese Hoshea, the way he's taken the leadership mantle. And look, it was just strange bedfellows with him and DeJounte. They can say all the things about how they were friends. It was stupid. It was dumb. The good news, it took us 2 years of wasting, unfortunately, you know, time and talent. But we get Dyson Daniels, and we get everything which we seemingly need on this team. So now, hey, man, let's go win this thing. Go get a trophy.
No doubt.
Do you hang a banner for that?
Did the Lakers? I think the Lakers did somewhere.
Well, I don't know. With all the banners they got, I mean –
they hung it somewhere.
Maybe a small one. But, I mean, but if we're up here, yes, I would hang it. I'd rather see that than the old widespread panic banner they used to have.
Hey, man, put it out there in State Farm. It's right. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear Trey talk about his relationship with Nick fans.
Oh, it's a love-hate relationship. I mean, I got a lot of love and a lot of hate, I guess, from them. But I got a lot of love from them, too. So it's respect.
Well, yeah. As Eric Lindros used to say, it's a love-hate thing. They love to hate me.
Which is a great line.
Yeah,
you know, I think when he says, you know, it's a lot of respect. Listen, there was some. I tweeted it out from Instagram. I retweeted it, should I say, or you know, sent it from Instagram, where Trey's getting ready to go back to the locker room. So they're talking to him there, and he's on the floor. And then as he's walking to the locker room, he's literally telling Knicks fans, I told you.
Yep.
Because he was saying it before the game. And Knicks fans, like some of them are trying to reach down and grab him and touch him. And like there is this fascination with Trey that like, I don't quite get it because Knicks fans have seen almost everything.
It's crazy. Get your filthy hands off me, you damn dirty Knicks fan. Yeah, man. It is great that he did it. And again, going back to 21, it was a real toxic environment. We're talking about getting spat upon and all the nonsense the Knicks were pulling. And it was great to see this, all the money they've invested, all the stuff they put into this Knicks team, and they look. I'm not saying soft. Okay, I'll say they're a little soft at the end.
A little soft in the middle. It's not what I expected.
No, when the game was on the line, one team stepped it up. The other kind of said, "Well, I guess we're not going to Vegas."
Yeah.
Okay. Half a mil is half a mil. I don't care how much money you're making.
I totally agree with that. All right. One other thing about the Hawks advancing. That was the quarterfinals last night. Now they move on to the semis. 4 o'clock, I believe the game is on Saturday, and it will be on our sister station, WAOK. No, it will be
Army-Navy's on AOK. It'll be right here on 92.9 The Game.
That's correct. You're right. That's right.
We've got Army-Navy. We carry it every year. So that'll move to our AM, our brother-sister station.
That's right.
WAOK, and you'll hear the Hawks right here from Vegas.
All right, yes. So 4 o'clock? I'm sure. I want to make sure people know. Yes, on Saturday is that semifinal game from Las Vegas. All right, 4:30 is the tip.
New York Times headline, how Trae Young and Atlanta silenced Madison Square Garden.
Well, it's not the first time, and it's certainly the way I feel it's not going to be the last. This was a big play in this game. I felt like the game was wrapped up, but Trae alley-oops to DeAndre Hunter, and they asked him about this because he did a little skip afterwards. Like, here's Trae talking about that play.
I played that one with my little brother a few days ago. We had talked about that, and I knew what I was going to do. We were going to Vegas, so that's what I had to do.
Of course, he's talking about rolling the dice. The alley-oop, though, if you remember, if you saw it last night, it was just one of those moments where you just felt like, okay, game's over. We've got total control. Knicks are not going to make a run. They're not going to come back. And to me, Mike, this is the thing. we're talking about a team that a lot of people think defensively may be the best defensive team in the Knicks. We shut them down.
Well, that's the thing. I was looking at the SI article on the Hawks. They were talking about, you know, we're top 10 now in everything as far as 8th in points per game, 6th in field goal percentage. Three-point shooting is still not there. We're 19th when it comes to threes.
They didn't shoot the three well
right.
last night.
No, and imagine when we start shooting the three with this team. The one thing, though, on defense, we're 28th in points per game, 20th in field goal percentage. The other thing is we need some size. I know we like what we have with Okongwu, and Capella certainly is got some juice right now. I would love, if this continues, I think the one thing we would need, I need a bigger piece in the down low.
Okay.
I think the old school five, whatever you want to call a center that can clean the glass, or somebody who can have a little bit more presence down in the paint, because that's what you need when you get in the playoffs and it gets more physical.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to look too far ahead, but I think if there's one thing you could add on this team, that'd be it.
Listen, I don't disagree. I mean, for me, always scoring, meaning guys that can shoot
right. Another piece off the bench don't hurt.
Because Trey can get guys involved. And then that aspect of things, Mike, because size matters in playoffs. And sometimes we've run into teams that are just bigger than us.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And,
a lot bigger than us.
And they've just, you know, they've right. been able to control the glass and defensive rebounding and all that stuff. We will see. I do not know how far this Hawks team can go. I do think they are one of the funnest teams to watch in the NBA, and you should probably give them a shot.
I'm enjoying the ride right now. It's funny, we talked about this. I've been more into this Hawks team earlier in the NBA season than I've ever followed and really been watching every game, because when football is still on, you know, I'm going to lie to you. I'm one of those guys who gets ramped up and amped up after the All-Star breaks. I always felt that's when the intensity comes up. But this in-season tournament has created what the NBA
wanted.
And Commissioner Silver wanted. They're
yeah.
getting it.
Yeah, no doubt. You feel it with the fans. You feel it with the teams that are participating. Milwaukee is up next for our Hawks. Congratulations. Fun game last night, man. 404-726-0929. Lots of guys hitting us up on social media. We invite you to follow us. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on in the world of sports. As one of our listeners said, is this DeAndre Hunter's coming out party? It's hard for me to say that when you've been in the league 6-7 years. But it is.
But there's a different energy. As I said earlier to you, there's just a different vibe with him. He's engaged. But put it that way. I guess. I know these guys get paid buku bucks, but sometimes it's hard to figure out what's going on. Bright buttons are being pressed in that man's life right now. It's great.